Talk Live. You can bring up what you want right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. And that is the ProXPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on our site. You get to actually, if you like, control the content. Sure, you can just go there and look, but you can interact if you would prefer. You can submit content right to the front page of the site. Then other listeners like you can vote, and you get to vote, too, on what you like. Vote up what you like. You can also vote down things you dislike. And that way we'll have some idea of what you think's important and interesting or fun. You can submit any link you want to whatever you want online over at freetalklive.com. There's actually also a way that you can write a text post as well, just your opinion on something. You just put a little essay up there if you want to. So go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. All you need is a free account on our site and a free account on the Reddit website. You connect the two together at a very simple process, and then it'll be very easy for you to interact over at freetalklive.com. Tonight in studio, Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Corey listening in Savannah, Georgia, to tune in. Hey, Corey.
Hey. So the Dudists, or I was talking about yesterday, they are Taoists. So just to clarify that part, I don't know if you remember me calling yesterday, but
yes.
I kept on getting static or whatever. But then also I want to let you know that I listened to your little 30-minute thing the other night after the show that was on the podcast and on my show, and I started amping you guys. I love what y'all are doing.
Oh, wow.
The funny goes.
Thanks.
And then the final thing is I believe that I work at a university. And my signature.
If they find out that you listen to, Free Talk Live, you're getting fired.
I don't know. I'm not going to mention the name of the place, but I have a quote at the end of every email I send out, which is knowledge which is acquired under compulsion has a hold on the mind. And unfortunately, most knowledge that is being acquired at universities today is being acquired under compulsion because there's core classes that they have to take that they don't want to take, and it's a waste of their time. Pretty much, in a lot of ways, because most of them don't learn most of the things they need to. They learn to pass the test. They want to know what's on the final, and they want to get out of the class. So I was lucky enough to have parents who wanted to teach me and spend time with me and take me out in the woods. And we used to transplant plants and do all kinds of things in nature, you know. And it gave me a curious mind. It made me want to learn. And the best teachers I had in high school were people who made me want to learn. They didn't just provide knowledge. They didn't, in history courses, they didn't tell me times and dates. They talked about how certain events had social impacts and were important historically, you know. So I think that's what a teacher is supposed to be, is someone who makes people want to learn. And if you don't want to learn, you're not going to.
I think the times and dates it seems to me that once I find an incident important in history, that's when I get the time and date thing. And mostly, it only really matters when you can pick the century. That's about as close as you really need to get, you know, in the 18th century. Frankly, I don't even think we should use that terminology anymore. Why in the world do we say the 18th century to refer to the 1700s? It makes people try to do this weird math in their heads. So, I mean, we shouldn't even use the ordinal numbers with the centuries. We should just drop that nomenclature and just go with the 1700s.
Yeah, I would say so too, you know. But, you know, you have to have some way to time it, and I think that's what has been standard and all that. I don't know. But traditionally,
while we're at it, I think we should also move to a 13-month calendar as well.
Why?
Just because they'd all have 28 days.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
You could do that?
You could do 28 days.
Let's get that metric system in here too.
Yeah, let's see that.
The pounds and all that
stuff. And get rid of daylight savings time while we're at it.
Something I was thinking about Bitcoin the other day, I was kind of worried about it being adopted in America because I'm not sure that too many people will be able to handle the moving of the decimal places around. I hate to be that way, but just in my experience with people, they just don't seem, a lot of people don't seem like they're capable of figuring out the micro bit and all of that.
So the decimal place needs to be moved immediately to either two positions in front of the Satoshi or to the Satoshi, one of the
two. That's what I think. I think that's that's actually something I was thinking about the other night, and I was going to write you guys an email and ask you about that, because it seems like the price is incredibly overvalued right now. If all the utility, if all the intrinsic value is in the system itself, then the system doesn't change if you move it down to two places from the Satoshi. You know, the network's still there. You can still use it as a to move transfer wealth. So it's value as a currency, which is to be divisible, to be divisible and.
Can you explain a Satoshi, please?
Yep. So I'm going to have to jump in and explain a Satoshi. So a Bitcoin is a unit, but it's a unit that's divisible by up to. Shoot, is it 10 million?
It's 8 decimal points. There's going to be 21 quintillion Satoshis. They'll end up being like 210 a freaking lot of micro bits.
Yeah.
So, and the micro bit would be like 1.00 Satoshis. So you'd have
It's like a millimeter. I think I call it a millibit, not a microbit. What I think that we should do is, rather than trying to keep, you know, get people's minds to change, just go ahead and change it now. My concern with putting the decimal place two positions before the Satoshi is that it's sort of Western centric,
mm-hmm.
And that it might, you know, take this international currency that has broad based appeal around the globe and kind of make it Western centric if they use sort of the Western way of denominating things, mm-hmm. You know. I mean, there's no good reason in the world why a dollar needs to be divided into 100 places. Why not 1,000? Why not 10,000? You know, it's just...
Corey, thanks for your call tonight, man. Do appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Dave, listening to LRN.FM online in New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing? First of all, I got a few things I want to talk about tonight. Number one, I just want to say to everybody in the chat room that I never ate paint chips as a child
First of all, I'm just going to have to let you know, we don't do shout-outs on Free Talk Live, so if you want to say something to people in the chat room, you can go into the chat room and say it to them.
Okay. And second of all, hello?
Paint chips? So you haven't eaten paint chips?
No, I never ate paint chips as a kid because, you know, everyone's saying, oh, I ate paint chips, whatever. I never ate paint chips as a kid.
What is it that has led people to believe you have eaten paint chips?
I have no idea. I just, you know, I was in a chat room. They're all saying, oh, I probably ate paint chips as a kid. You know, I never ate paint chips as a child, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to
All right, got it. No
that,
paint
you know?
Chips. What's next?
Okay.
You guys were also talking about the minimum wage a few weeks back ago, sometime last week, whatever, that it should be raised to $15 an hour.
Well, we were talking about it. We didn't say that it should be raised. My position is the minimum wage should be eliminated so business owners and employees can come to an agreement on their own on what people are worth.
Right, but what if the minimum wage was raised to $15 an hour, wouldn't that also increase the food, gas prices?
It sure would.
Sure.
Prices of everything would go up. That's absolutely true, Dave.
Yeah, because this guy's making more money. Oh, we got to raise, you know, we got to raise some prices here. You know, this guy's making like, you know, $30,000.
Well, right, the business owner would have to pay more for employees, so therefore he's going to have to charge more higher prices to the customers to be able to have the money to pay the employees. So yeah, everything
overhead.
The price of everything goes up. Everything in minimum wage jobs, at least, will be going up.
Yeah, so I just wanted to get that out there because you guys were mentioning minimum wage.
Thanks, Dave. Now, that was a good thing to call about. The issue of minimum wage, that's a useful thing to talk about. That's something that our listeners would be interested in hearing your opinion on. But, you know, talking about things going on in the chat room, keep them in the chat room. Thanks for the call, Dave. 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can talk about anything you want to talk about except what the hell is going on in the chat room.
Well, there are certain rules, and one of those rules is no shout-outs.
That's true.
So if you want to give a message to the people in the chat room, that's what the chat room's there for.
I mean, if you want to call in and say that you ate paint chips as a child,
we can talk about paint chip eating. We can talk about the dangers of lead. We can talk about any of those things.
Sure.
I think that if your shout out's singularly funny enough, then it's worth it.
Dave's obsessed with what people say.
The consumption of paint chips.
Dave is obsessed with what people say about him online. You weren't here the last week, Mark, on Friday when Dave called in. We spent three segments with him talking about his frustration with how some people treat him online. We'll come back with more here, and I've got an example of Dave's frustration in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The airwaves, bring up anything that you want here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But yes, it does have to be some sort of issue to discuss, not just a commercial message. You don't just get to call into Free Talk Live and advertise your car sale that you're having over the weekend. You got to pay for that. So again, you can call in and talk to us about hopefully some sort of issue.
Really? I could sell my car on Free Talk Live if I just give you guys money.
For the right
Everybody
price.
Has their price.
That's right.
Right on.
I don't know how effective it'll be. But then again, you could always put a car on eBay and then promote it nationwide.
True.
Whatever,
that's
right?
True. And I really do love my car, so I'm not looking to part with it soon. I was just kind of interested.
But if you had, like, a really cool car, like Gene the Christian Anarchist had that Ron Paul Corvette.
Yeah.
And that would have been a perfect thing to advertise on Free Talk Live. So, anyway, if you want to advertise, get in touch with Mark at mark@freetalklive.com.
That's true. I'll take care of it. If you've got want to get, I just told you how to buy some Bitcoins. Well, one thing you need to know, before you buy Bitcoins, you're going to have a place, a wallet to keep those Bitcoins in. You can get a free online wallet today at blockchain.info. They've got apps for Androids and iPhones, and thanks to fancy encryption techniques, blockchain, the FBI, and even the NSA never have access to your money. They don't know what's in your account at blockchain.info because the encryption goes on right in the browser. If you're careful, and you can use tools that they've got there to anonymize your whatever you send and receive. They're supposed to be quite easy to use. I've never used them personally, but you know, there's a lot of things at blockchain.info. It's a big and robust site. A lot of things that I haven't used over there. And it's time for you to join millions of other Bitcoin users. Get your free blockchain wallet today at blockchain.info. They're moving on up to a million wallets at this point.
Exciting.
Yep.
And it works. I've got one on my Android phone.
Yeah, that's great.
So let's go to the phones here. Continue. We've got Aaron. He is on Skype. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Emmy, and Mark.
Hey, Ian. How are you today?
Hey, I'm great. What's on your mind, Aaron?
I think you underestimate the some of the orneriness of children. When I was in school, we had issues with inhalers and two issues I can think of. One with attempting to explode the cartridge on the playground.
Ah, okay.
And another one with a child, well, this was in high school, a kid was sent to school with Tylenol by his parents, and he crushed it into powder to make it look like cocaine.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Was he snorting it?
I don't think it got that far.
Because we used to crush Smarties up on the back of the school bus and snort those. So, I mean, what does it matter whether he actually brings Tylenol?
Yeah, I guess, and the other question would be, did you guys manage to actually detonate the small canister of inhalant? And if they didn't, then what's it matter if kids are stomping on trash?
They might have been lighting a flame. How were they attempting to detonate it?
They attempted to detonate it by, this is an elementary school, they were trying to stomp on it, and it didn't detonate it. However, it did destroy the kid's inhaler, which got those kids in trouble. Like, they took it from a kid.
But that's bullying. I mean, that sounds like bullying to me.
It's a proper issue.
Right, no, it was. But
the problem is that the school's answer is, well, we've got to do away
with
these inhalers. My God, kids will stomp on inhalers, so we've got to take them to the principal's office. And consequently, a kid dies. Who's the bigger bully now?
No, that's entirely true.
What else?
I won't argue that. That's it.
Thanks for the call.
I also started amplifying the show today.
Awesome. Really appreciate that. And folks can join you if they wish at amp.freetalklive.com. Aaron, do you have Bitcoins yet?
I just sent you an email.
So you are one of the new amplifiers who will be getting their first Bitcoin because they're amplifying the show. Thank you for that, Aaron. And I hope that that you enjoy your first Bitcoins coming in. Thank you again for the call tonight. Just to give you a little more information on what that means, if you go to amp.freetalklive.com and you amp Free Talk Live before Christmas, so you've got 2 weeks remaining on this offer, you amp Free Talk Live before Christmas, not only will your amp be double because we've got matching contributions of up to $950 per month set aside for people who amp the show. If we don't reach that 950, we don't get all the matching contributions. So we've got to reach that 950. And so you'll get the matching money plus, well, we'll get the matching money, but plus you'll get Bitcoins, the equivalent amount of Bitcoins equal to the amount of money that you've amped for the first month.
Right.
So the idea is you keep amping after that. But basically, if you amp $5, it's like Free Talk Live getting $10, and then you get $5 worth of Bitcoins back. Make sense?
I mean, it couldn't be much nicer deal.
All you have to do is send me your Bitcoin wallet address. I will forward that along to James, who is our generous donor, who's stepping up. He's putting his own Bitcoins on the line here, offering this up to help us out. The guy's an amazingly dedicated listener of the show, and thank you, too. Thanks to all the matching contributors as well. And everybody who stepped up to AMP, we've got a lot of Free Talk Live amplifiers come back on board who were previous amplifiers and had to stop for one reason or another.
I started.
You did start. That's correct.
I did start.
And then we've also had a bunch of new people like you, Nemi, coming on, which is great.
Right.
So I said I was going to play a little bit of audio here. I've got Dave in New York. This is one of his videos. And he called in tonight and once again was concerned about what people were saying in a chat room about him. We had a lengthy conversation on Friday where Tally and Allie were in here with me, and we were talking with Dave about his issues of going to places online where he encounters people that are very negative towards him. Now, to some extent, Dave is probably stirring up some of this negativity with the way he behaves.
No,
I get the impression.
In chat rooms,
Dave,
and forums. So I think he's kind of getting what's coming to him to some extent, but nonetheless, he could change his way of
being. He doesn't seem to be learning the proper online etiquette for dealing with folks.
He could change his way of being, and I hope that he does find the ability to do that, because it really seems like it's bothering him, because then he goes and he makes videos like this all the time on his YouTube channel, which I believe is Hudson Valley Guy and the numeral 1, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so.
Where the music comes from.
I don't know, but it's ominous.
It is ominous. Heavy breathing.
It's growling.
I am sick and tired of being made fun of. I am sick and tired of being called a witch. I am sick and tired of being people saying I'm on welfare. It's not welfare. I am not on welfare. I am sick and tired of being called a pedophile. I am sick and tired of people saying I'm on Section 8. I am not on Section 8. I am not on welfare. And I am most definitely not a pedophile.
Okay, got something you're going to notice as we continue on with this audio, because it's about 4 minutes
long. Where is this even coming from?
This is his YouTube channel.
I was tempted. There are several videos very similar to this on his YouTube channel where he repeats over and over again things that he is definitely not. He's never, ever, 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 ever had sex with children.
I would not feel compelled to put that out on YouTube and just be like, my name is Nemi Jones and I am not a pedophile, like repeatedly, because where's that coming from?
He's very frustrated by, he goes into these online forums like Craigslist, the Hudson Valley Craigslist. Apparently there's like just a forum there that you can just post on. And there's also something called Zello, which he has gone on his cell phone, which is like an open, sort of like a CB radio chat room thing where people can talk to one another. And he is apparently just rampantly made fun of by some of the people on these services. Well, so
mostly people, you know,
if you go into chat rooms and post your phone number, what exactly do you expect, dude?
And bullies will go after those that will react. The most.
Right. And he's definitely reacting. We're going to play more of his frustrating video here that I have had to heavily edit, by the way.
Come talk to him in chat, too.
We'll look. You can go to chat.lrn.fm to get in there. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll free if you like. 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We also, of course, allow you to get on the website and, well, enjoy it all for free. You can go to the chat room if you like. The bulletin board system is also another way that you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That doesn't mean they'll all get along with one another, as apparently there's a little bit of chat room conflict going on right now involving Dave in New York.
I think it's a little contrived, frankly, but...
You think Dave is trolling?
Dave might be for real. I don't know.
Dave's real.
I don't know if I believe him on the paint chips, but...
You think he did eat paint chips?
He might have. I don't know. The behavior, I just wonder.
I think Dave is real. I apologize.
Too much.
Yeah, I apologized to Dave on the air last week because I thought he was a troll. I thought he was a crank caller because he kept calling in and talking about the things people were insulting him about online. And it just seemed like it was the same shtick over and over again. But he really is obsessed with this. If you go into his YouTube channel, I spent some time actually looking through his YouTube videos because they're fairly entertaining. And I don't know if it's his intention to make them entertaining, but they are entertaining to watch, his rants. And he's very wrestler-esque when he's doing this, and he is a fan of wrestling. So he'll like point at the camera and look
mean.
Look
at the
mean.
Camera.
He's got like dark sunglasses on and everything.
I pity the fool.
Yeah, and he's got a real attitude towards his viewer, and is constantly yelling at the things that he doesn't do. I am not of this. I am not of that. And we'll continue with some of that here in a moment.
If you're worried about the government confiscating IRAs or confiscating gold or nationalizing pension plans, raising taxes, or maybe even worse, imposing more restrictions on your freedom to travel abroad, well, then you should check out passport.freetalklive.com. It's the Passport to Freedom convention that's going on, and there's going to be
the first one.
It's the first one, and it's going to be pretty cool. Peter Schiff's going to be there, and actually, like a dozen experts are going to kind of be hashing it out, giving you ideas on, you know, whether you should stay in the United States, whether you should should leave. It should be interesting. People
from both sides.
Yeah, people are going to be purporting different sides on this, giving you different ideas on how best to protect your wealth, whether you stay or whether you go, whatever it might be. It's an intimate event, and it's going to be January 23rd through the 25th in Las Vegas. So if you're a fan of the Dollar Vigilante or Peter Schiff, these guys are going to be well worth seeing there at the event. Get your tickets today because this is very personal, it's very an intimate event, and it's about taking action. You'll learn stuff there you can't find online. This is new material that you can act on immediately. So get your tickets today. Passport.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to get back to your calls here in a moment. I just want to make sure we get out this video from Dave, who called a few moments ago from New York. It's an excerpt from his YouTube channel, which has about 1,200 videos on it.
1,200 videos.
So you can go to his Dave's YouTube channel, which is, I believe, Hudson Valley Guy in the number one. I believe that's what it is. I don't have it in front of me at the moment. I'll check
that
out.
Pretty prolific.
Here in a moment. So he's very good at putting out content on his channel. I feel like he's an undiscovered YouTube sensation just waiting to explode into the mainstream. I felt that way about Mr. Tacpans as well. We've also had
apparently we're wrong because it hasn't exploded.
No, Mr. Tacpans unfortunately has not yet been discovered. Even though Free Talk Live discovered Mr. Tacpans, we're not big enough to really launch him into the stratosphere much as I would have liked to have done. But back with more of Dave and his frustration with various internet chat rooms and forums that he visits online. So Dave wants you to know he's not on welfare. He doesn't get food stamps. Now, he's applied for them, but he doesn't get them, so he is not on welfare.
Right.
Somehow it loses the spirit of it all.
Yeah, it does.
So, f*** you all. I do not ask for handouts. I don't want to say handout.
If you applied for welfare,
maybe he means anymore. Maybe he means in the past.
Valid point to make, though. And I would like to further say that, you know, if you are in a position where you need help like that, I don't think there's any shame
in pursuing that.
Especially if you paid into the system.
Right.
Don't clothe yourself in the robes of righteousness that you're not asking for handout if you applied for welfare and got turned down.
But by the way, I just want to let you know, I'm not playing that over again.
No.
He's repeating himself multiple times. I actually considered editing this clip to make it shorter so he doesn't repeat himself as often, but it's really an important factor in the clip.
I think what's important to say is that the first calls he made here to Free Talk Live, he was talking about being a leech, people calling him a leech and people calling him a pedophile and things like that.
Thanks for bringing that up. This is a year-old video.
This guy's been obsessing about being called this stuff for a year.
No, over a year. This video just happens to be a year old, so this is just the one I happen to choose.
Sick and tired of that shit. I am not asking for handouts. not a leech. And I am not a pedophile.
So I'm going to...
And I am not leeching off...
Again, we come back to the pedophile, and I'm asking in chat, and I still have yet to see
David's
name
in chat?
Poughkeepsie Guy, New York.
Okay.
So I'm asking him, why are people saying you're a pedophile? You know, I can understand you would be really bothered by people saying these things to you and being bullied in a chat room, but how exactly did they get to have this information that bothers you so much? Like, if someone's calling you a pedophile, what did you say to them? Did you say that you had sex with a 13-year-old when you were 15 or something else? And why are people saying to you that you're a leech and you are in the system?
Well, let us know if he answers the question. Okay?
You know, I would like to know.
I'm going to play some more of the audio.
For your f***ing tax dollars. So all of you can just suck my f***ing and leave me the f*** alone. I am not a leech. I am
kind of
not
content
a leech.
Off of YouTube.
I am not a pedophile. And most of all, I am not asking for handouts.
Okay.
I don't go on the street saying,
wrap this up. I mean, God, how many times do you have to repeat yourself?
I have other people that I see every day. I saw someone the other day on the street, a homeless guy. You know what? I gave him $20 so he can go get something to f***ing eat.
Hey, Dave, just a heads up. He didn't buy anything to eat with that $20.
Here's some new content for you.
Not it's worth it, but $20 can go get him something, you know, McDonald's or something.
Or some beers, perhaps. I'm
some
just going to go out on a limb. Yeah. I'm going to say likely alcohol.
You know,
likely alcohol.
A good bit of beer, actually.
We never know what the homeless man's vice is. It could be anything, but going on.
You know, McDonald's or something. I gave him $20. But I am most definitely being sick and tired of you people on Craigslist calling me a pedophile.
Why are you writing to people on Craigslist, dude?
I am not a
bug you so much?
I am not a pedophile. I am not asking for handouts.
Turn out the glowing idiot box and go outside for a walk.
Enough is enough. Knock your shit off right now. Enough. Is enough. I am not asking for handouts.
Just keeps going.
One more here in a moment.
If enough is enough, Dave, then just stop going to these places and talking to these people. Simple. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Woolery. You want to feel like $1 million today? Have all the confidence in the world? Well, it can't happen if you have bad breath, so why don't you do what I do? Get your hands on Smart Mouth Mouthwash and get 12 hours of fresh breath. Rinse at night, wake up without nasty morning breath. Rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day. For 40 cents a rinse, have confidence that you can't get with any other mouthwash. So put your money where your mouth is. Smart Mouth 12-Hour Mouthwash. It's in stores everywhere.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown harvested and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Of the 4 minutes of Dave, internet harassed Dave from New York.
As a person who loves to be left alone, Dave, let me give you a pro tip. Stop putting yourself out there.
Yeah, for
really.
Sure.
Because 1,200 videos, I have one video on my YouTube channel. Yeah. It's a Bearcat promo video. And it has like 120,000 hits. I have no idea what that even means. I could not care less. Honestly, surrounded by the media people, self-promotion people of the world. And honestly, if you want people to leave you alone, stop putting yourself out there like this.
Yeah, well, this guy relishes this stuff. I mean, he wants the attention. And, I mean...
You think so?
Yeah, like he's going bananas in the chat room. Yay, they love me, I'm famous. Yeah, no, I mean, this is...
So you think he's just making it up?
What do I think? I think he's got some kind of mental disorder that causes him to obsess on particular issues.
I don't think that.
And that's what I'm thinking.
I think he has a lot of time on his hands.
He asked me what I thought. I think that
he has a hobby.
It's fascinating.
I mean, clearly this is his hobby.
It is clearly his hobby to hang out in the Hudson Valley Craigslist and get into internet debates with people.
You could knit Afghans.
We had a lengthy discussion with him about this and why, you know, and how he could adjust his behavior online to possibly have more positive interactions with people. But it seems like from the chat room, he really doesn't have an interest in doing that.
Some people don't.
I think maybe on one hand, Mark, that he is seeking this, maybe without consciously realizing that he's seeking it, because I think he's genuinely frustrated with the things that people say to him online, and he does... I mean, why would he make all these videos about his frustrations?
He seeks fame. Now, I'm not saying he seeks the particular attention that we're talking about here. He seeks fame, and he'll take what he can get as far as fame goes.
Even if it's people hating.
And the only content he's got...
Is how he hates being hated.
Is how he hates being hated on.
I see.
So if you were, Ian, to level a pejorative statement at Dave right now, he would probably harp on it for 5 years.
I'm not interested in insulting Dave.
No,
I hope, I want Dave to find, you know, happiness. I want him to not be angry. And, you know, I think the internet is a wonderful place with a lot of great humor and fun stuff to do. You don't have to mire yourself down in the trolls.
Hey, since I said that he obsesses, you know, that he has a mental illness and obsesses on, you know, complaining about the same thing over and over again, do you mm-hmm. think that he'll complain about the same, complain about me saying that he's obsessive and complains about the same thing over and over again, over and over again?
I don't know, but he seems to...
If he does, he'll call us and tell us about it.
Yeah.
He's very technically adept. I mean, he's taken clips from Free Talk Live and put them on his YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean you're adept?
Well, I mean,
the average person probably can't do that.
It probably puts him in the top 10% as far as doing that particular behavior.
Just checking. Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, let's continue on here. You're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE.
People say that I talk about Bitcoin too much. I think silver's poised to move upward. It's about... $20 an ounce at this point. I just can't see it not moving to 40 in the relatively near future. That's just what I think. You got to do your own research and come to your own conclusions. But if you want to get some silver or gold, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with Midas Resources. I've done business with them for years. It's a great way to get gold and silver. Just go to gold.freetalklive.com or silver.freetalklive.com and load up. I like to get what they call junk silver or old coin silver. That's a term I prefer to use, and I'm just kidding. Not even use the other term, coin silver for trading with people. But I like to get bullion for investment purposes, and they've got both over there at silver.freetalklive.com or gold.freetalklive.com. Both of them take you to the same place.
So, again, I've asked on the Facebook page and Twitter and Google Plus, what is your favorite video from Internet Harass Dave? He has over 1,200 from which you can choose. One of my favorites is the one where he announces that he is on the market, ladies. That he is looking
for
a girlfriend.
Please come to New Hampshire.
He wants a...
We need more guys like you. Please, seriously.
I think there's a little sarcasm in your voice there. But no, he makes it very clear in his video that he is available for the ladies.
Oh, very clear.
And that he would like any lady who would like to have sex. And that anybody, he doesn't care if
what
you...
What makes you different than any other
brutal
guy?
Honesty,
come on.
The brutal honesty, Mimi. He doesn't care if you want to have a long-term relationship. It's fine with Dave. If you just want to have a little bit of fun with Dave, that's fine with him, too. As long as you're willing to have sex, then you are the right girl for him.
Is that enticing, Nimi?
No, I mean, it is not.
Just the offer of, a fling that you meet on YouTube?
No.
Yeah.
Let's go to Chris. He's in Santa Cruz. I'm just saying, you don't want to miss that video. There's 1,200 videos on his channel. That's one of the ones you don't want to miss.
This may be why he's running into such trouble on Craigslist. I don't know. I'm just maybe guessing, throwing that out there.
Okay. Chris is on the line in Santa Cruz listening to KOMY. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys, I wanted to say two things. First thing I wanted to say is that I'm not a pedophile.
Thank you.
Thank God.
I was worried about you.
Are you single? Do we need to tell the Liberty ladies about you, too?
That was the second thing. I'm available, ladies.
Awesome. You need to move to New Hampshire, too.
I'm on my way. I wanted to just make a little point about libertarian intellectual history and then ask you guys a question. So as I understand it, the late 1800s, saw a good deal of market anarchist thought. You have Benjamin Tucker and the Liberty crowd, Lysander Spooner. There's Molinari in Europe. You have some of Herbert Spencer's disciples, like Auberon Herbert, Voltaire de Cleyre. There's a lot going on. And then sometime in the late 60s, early 70s, you have people like Rothbard, David Friedman, the Tannehills coming around with the new wave of market anarchism. But as far as I understand, after the people in the late 1800s, kind of started getting old and dying in the 20s and 30s, there's really no fresh market anarchist voices in that, like, 50-year gap. And I was wondering if you guys, doing this professionally, are aware of any market anarchist thinkers writing in the 40s, 50s, or, you know, prior to, I guess, Rothbard writing Power and Market is the earliest one I can think of.
Yeah, I would think Rothbard would be the only one that really comes up in my mind at that point. And I guess I don't have anyone that's coming to mind. I'm sure there's some people listening to the show right now screaming at their radios and computers what the answer is to this, but I haven't got it.
seems like such a huge gap. I mean, I understand it's the dark ages of liberty. You have World War One, the Great Depression, World War Two, the Cold War. I mean, it kind of makes sense, but there's got to be a lone voice in the wilderness somewhere.
I got nothing for you, but then again, I'm not a historian, so I really don't know much about that stuff. Sorry.
Anyway, just, I'm not a pedophile, and thanks anyway.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call tonight. So 855, 450, free. There was a thread on Facebook where I went through and posted some of my favorites. I'll go ahead and repost some of my favorite Dave in New York videos. The one, let's see, there's one of them called Who Are You Voting For on Election Day, where he gets down to the real issues.
Oh, wait, there's actually a picture of him?
Oh, yeah, he's on these videos. I mean, he's talking into the camera.
See, when you were playing the clip earlier, I can look over your shoulder and see your monitor here in the studio, and when you were playing it, the clip earlier there, it was an audio clip.
That's because I had to dub the video to get rid of the curse words.
You've put up video for the ladies so they know where to run if they want some of Dave.
There's another one, I'm Not a Man Child. Apparently, he has a lot of people attacking him online because he likes Hot Wheels. And in another video, he shows his Hot Wheels collection.
That's just ridiculous, because Hot Wheels are great. I'm here to tell you. I had Hot Wheels as a kid. I still have my Hot Wheels.
You've got something in common. Hot Wheel loving.
Uh-huh. Thanks so much for the help.
You are single, aren't you?
No, I am not.
Oh, okay. That's right. Never mind.
Thanks so much, because I wasn't having enough trouble with that already. Thanks, Ian.
So, all right. Well, apparently Internet Harassed Dave is currently in the chat room. I don't know, you know, how long he's going to be there. People do tend to chat in the Free Talk Live chat room even after the show is over. So if you've been wanting to talk to Dave, maybe you can help him, because I really want to see Dave get help. I don't agree with everything Dave thinks. He's homophobic, I mean, by his own admission, basically. He's said some very homophobic things.
Is he asking for help? I don't see that he's asking for help.
Well, I mean, you could say that the entire channel is a cry for help. I mean, the entire...
And you're going to fix it by chatting him up in the Free Talk Live chat room?
No, probably not.
What are you talking about? Come on.
I think that only Dave can fix Dave in this case. I don't think you can go and fix Dave. But I feel bad for the guy. I mean, he's been obsessing over this frustration that he's had for over a year of his life, or more than a year of his life, and it's all been chronologued over on his YouTube channel, which I've now linked to, for your convenience, on our Free Talk Live Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, so that way you can get to know Dave a little bit better. Actually, a lot better. You'll learn a lot about Dave the more that you watch the videos. He really likes watching clocks at daylight savings time when they change over.
See, I go outside in my free time. I don't sit on YouTube.
And for some reason, he lives at a battered women's shelter, or so he claims.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.